Jerry Bader Show 1022, debating as we do most Fridays with liberal Helix progressive talk show host Mike McFeely of the Mighty 790 KFGO in Fargo. And you can check out his show weekdays 2 to 5 at KFGO.com. So now, before we get back to this, you took a pot shot at global warming when we started. You do realize there has been no global warming for 15 years, right?
I believe that man has caused changes to our climate around the globe, Jerry. I was making a joke. I was trying to weasel my way out of trying to take a shot at George Bush to making a joke.
I know, but you do know that, right? There has been no global warming for 15 years.
I don't know that. I haven't looked at the research like you have. I believe that man has changed our climate.
Even the IPCC recognizes that, but they said we're still going to say it's 95% to blame anyway. Even though we have continued to pour carbon dioxide emissions into the air since 1998, there has been no global warming. In fact, Mike, they call it a pause. The problem is they predicted the pause 6 years after it started, which is convenient. But anyway, I know. I just like to have those inconvenient truths thrown in your face every
Okay, that's fine.
Every now and again. All right, speaking of inconvenient truth, Harry Reid tried to make it look like Republican. Oh, wait, before we get to that, we have to play that. All right, here's the audio that Mike thinks makes Rand Paul look bad. Jason, go ahead.
Have a second?
I'm all wired up here.
That's it?
I just didn't see an end. I just go over and over again. We're willing to compromise. We're willing to negotiate. I don't think they poll tested we won't negotiate. I think it's awful for them to say that over and over again.
Yeah, I do too. And I just came back from the 2-hour meeting with him. And that was basically the same view privately as it was publicly.
I think if we keep saying we wanted to defund it, we fought for that, but now we're willing to compromise on this, I think they can't. Well, I know we don't want to be here. We're going to win this, I think.
Mike, if you don't think that same type of talk was on among Democrats, and you know it does, you're delusional. It was caught in a hot mic. And by the way, debate for another day. One can debate whether something like this should be off the record, but that's a debate for another day.
Well, McConnell said, I'm hot here. He has an open mic.
Yeah, but I understand.
McConnell didn't say this is off the record. Paul didn't say it's off the record.
Right.
It was a hot mic.
A debate for another day, and you make valid points on that. But they were discussing strategy, nothing more, nothing less. And if you don't think that's the case, that Democrats do the exact same thing, you're just not being honest. You know that's true.
Jerry, every politician polls everything.
Yeah.
You and I both know that.
Right.
We both have enough politician friends, colleagues, that they poll whether they should wear a red tie or a blue tie on a Thursday after 2 o'clock. We know all that. My point is that Republicans, and especially the far-right Republicans, and especially those like Rand Paul, who I view as an extremist, their whole thing with this was, it's all about principle. We don't care what's, you know, we don't care about the polls. We don't stick our fingers up in the wind to see which way the wind is blowing.
Oh, everybody
does. It's all
about
principle and saving the country from the evils of Obamacare. Well, it sure appears to me that Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell and everybody else, they poll and they do what they think is going to get them votes and popularity, Jerry. So is it about principle or is it about polling?
It's about using the information about public perception that you have to fight your position. That's all that it is. That is all that it is, Mike, and you know that. And
I'll give Ted Cruz this sliver of a pat on the back, is that he's bowled forward with this and he's gone forward with this regardless of the fact that he's getting beat and regardless of the fact that he's dragging the Republican Party down with him. I give Ted Cruz a sliver of credit for sticking to his guns because he said he's going to. But when you hear leadership do that, I question what's it all about then? Are you taking the country down because you think it's going to make you more popular, or is it all about the principle of thing? That's the issue I have with it.
When did they do this? Now they have wired the fences shut at the memorial, huh? Jason had just found this. Now they've actually wired. Scroll up, Jason. Scroll up. This says October 4th. This is from John McCormick of the Weekly Standard. On Tuesday morning, 7 National Park Service employees were seen erecting and tending to a barricade. A couple hours later, when an honor flag came, the fences blocking the memorial were easily moved, but the barriers are still at the memorial. They've been reinforced. This morning, John McCormick walked by the memorial and noticed the wires had been used to tie the fences together. And you don't think the Democrats, for the love of Pete.
Well, but let me ask you this. Okay, let's talk political strategy. So if you're President Obama, if you're a Democrat, why do you want to tick off World War II veterans who have traveled from Mississippi or Alabama or wherever as 90-something-year-olds, why would your strategy be to tick them off?
Because you think Republicans are going to get blamed.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm President Obama, I'm saying, you know, look, let's figure out a way to get through this, whatever. We have to go by the rules. We have to go by the laws as they are. But it makes no sense for Democrats to do this, Jerry. I don't understand the...
Well, yeah, it does. It does, because they think Republicans will get blamed. That's what they're doing here. I've only got a minute here because I do want to talk football. Harry Reid tried to make it look like Republicans hate children with cancer, blew up in his face. He meant what he said. Why would he help children with cancer? That's exactly what he meant.
No, it's not. No,
yes,
I mean, we talked about this yesterday on my show, and Republicans are trying to spin this around and pick and choose and cherry pick which things to fund and which things to not fund. Again, for maximum political effect, if you want to talk about maximum effect, Republicans are picking out certain things, certain topics, and saying, hey, let's fund this. Well, if you're the Democrats, why would you give in to the Republicans there, Jerry? Why would you say, oh, sure,
you're not
we'll
giving
this,
in to the Republicans, you're helping children with cancer.
No, I mean, that's not what it's about, and you know that, Jerry. It's about winning political points, just like Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell said.
Ah, okay. So when Harry Reid said Republicans don't care about kids with cancer, so that's okay, but then when he could do something to help those kids, then that's not what it's about.
Well, no, because why would you... if you're not going to pay everybody, if you're not going to bring the government back, Jerry, you're not going to fund certain things and say, you know, here, we're going to let you do this, this, and this. No, the Democrats did this exactly right.
Except where we funded the military. So we can pick and choose, can't we?
In that case, I think we want national security. I think that's
Sure. So some things are more important than others.
So do you not want to fund the military?
Absolutely. What I'm saying is some things are more important than others. I'm being consistent. You're contradicting yourself.
National security, I think, is a fairly one that everybody would agree on, Jerry. I think that's not a very good one to disagree on.
45 seconds. The Packers are 1-2. The Lions are 3-1. Is this a must-win for the Packers?
Yes. I'll say yes. I'm more concerned about my team, the Vikings, though, because apparently our head coach, Leslie Frazier, is considering starting Christian Ponder at quarterback next week. Matt Cassel won a game
what
for him over
hell?
In London, and Leslie Frazier's come out and said, well, I don't know. You know, I don't think our fans would be too mad if Christian Ponder starts at quarterback. He's unbelievable. This guy is unbelievable.
Wow. Apparently my producer heard that. I was not aware of that. Can you believe, though, the Lions are 3-1, and if they beat the Packers, they would be 3-0 in the NFC North. Who would have thought?
But we know the Lions, even as Vikings and Packers people, we know that the Lions are going to fold somewhere, Jerry. They're not going to end up 13-3. They're going to end up 7-9 like the Lions always do. The Packers are still the best team in the NFC North. Green Bay Packer fans listening to me, don't fret, don't worry. You have the best team in the North. You'll be fine. I'm more worried about the purple over here in Minnesota.
So for once, I hope Mike McFeely is right. Mike, you have...
Wait a second.
You have a great weekend, my friend, okay?
You too, Jerry. See ya.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Got a little fun there. Let's go ahead and make our Packer picks, and then I need to get to a bunch of other stuff after 10:30, which it is.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.